Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 568.
Oh, now you know. So we've seen the photos and videos of cyber cabs driving around Austin, Texas. Now, according to Robotaxi Tracker, there are a total of 5 cyber cabs that have joined the Austin Tesla Robotaxi fleet.
And don't forget the 2 cyber cabs that have joined the San Francisco Bay Area Robotaxi fleet on January 3rd.
Right. So that makes for a total fleet size in Texas and California of 139 Robotaxis so far.
Okay, but Elon said last fall that safety monitors would be removed by the end of 2025.
Well, technically, there have been some Robotaxis testing without any human safety monitor. So I think even though it's not widespread yet, Elon did keep to his timeline. And if there's any doubt that Tesla is planning on expanding the Robotaxi network to more cities, this should put another nail in that coffin.
Tesla just hired Melanie Portillo as Tesla's Robotaxi operations manager for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area.
Portillo formerly worked as commercial operations manager for Cruise. She said, "I'm excited to share that I've joined Tesla to help launch the autonomous Robotaxi operations fleet. Coming back to the autonomous vehicle space feels full circle, and there's no better company to do it with." Thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring today's episode.
The new year is perfect for digital decluttering.
Delete Me scans and removes your personal info like your name, address, phone, email, and relatives from hundreds of data brokers and people's search sites. And this is just another reason that I'm really glad that I signed up for Delete Me a couple of years ago.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that removes your personal information from hundreds of data broker and people's search sites, reducing the risk of your valuable data getting into the wrong hands.
Data brokers can legally collect and sell all types of information about you.
Delete Me has been the leading expert in personally identifiable information removal for over 15 years and was recently named by Wirecutter as the number one data removal service.
Delete Me privacy advisors are real people that are available for custom requests and help when you need it.
You can basically set it and forget it. Once Delete Me is set up, you don't have to think about it. You get quarterly reports via an intuitive dashboard showing you all the progress of what's been removed.
See for yourself. Get 20% off Delete Me consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20. Use the promo code NYK20 at checkout or use this QR code on screen.
That's joindeleteme.com/NYK20, code NYK20.
And thanks again to Delete Me for sponsoring today's episode. So Jensen Huang, the CEO and founder of NVIDIA, announced yesterday that they have new hardware and software to tackle autonomous driving.
Today, we're announcing Alpamayo, the world's first thinking, reasoning, autonomous vehicle AI.
Oh, my sweet summer child.
Alpamayo is trained end to end, literally from camera in to actuation out. The camera in, lots and lots of miles that are driven by itself, where we human drive it, driven using human demonstration. And we have lots and lots of miles that are generated by Cosmos.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, Elon posted, "Well, that's just exactly what Tesla is doing. What they will find is that it's easy to get to 99% and then super hard to solve the long tail of the distribution." Ashok Goswami, Tesla's head of AI, said the long tail is so long that most people can't grasp it.
So what's NVIDIA's system called again?
Alpamayo. It will launch on U.S. roads later this year, starting with the Mercedes CLA.
I think this is good. It's competition, and competition is a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. If anything, I think this will drive the race to full autonomous driving robotaxis and make it happen even faster, which will save lives, lower the cost for road transportation, and make the air we breathe cleaner. All things, by the way, that we predicted in our 10-part autonomous driving series years ago.
I remember re-releasing it back in like 2017 and being like, oh, well, now people are going to get it.
Nobody watched it.
Elon said, "I honestly hope they succeed."
So at CES yesterday, Lucid and Uber officially announced that they've teamed up with autonomous vehicle tech company Nuro to launch 20,000 Lucid Gravity vehicles equipped with Nuro's Level 4 autonomous driving system called Nuro Driver over the next 6 years. These Lucid vehicles will be owned and operated by Uber and available exclusively through the Uber app.
So what autonomous sensors will these vehicles be using?
What do you think? A roof-mounted halo sensor array that has high-resolution cameras, including solid-state LiDAR, radars for 360-degree perception, and then there's going to be be integrated LEDs to display the rider's initials and status updates. Oh, good. So it'll get to say like Zach when I'm in the car. Also, Uber designed the in-cabin experience for the first time, including interactive screens for controlling the climate, heated seats, entertainment, support requests, pullover commands, and real-time visualizations of the vehicle's sensor data and planned path. That sounds very familiar.
Production is expected later this year at Lucid's Arizona factory, with the first Nuros showing up in the San Francisco area late this year, followed by other cities.
So more competition.
I don't know if I'd call this competition.
Oh, 20,000 cars over 6 years.
Yeah, over 6 years. That part gets kind of lost in the mix. 6 years is a long time for only 20,000 cars.
Tesla could turn on millions of cars tomorrow. Oh,
exactly.
And we'd be like, okay.
Game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
So for the fifth year in a row, Tesla is the top car brand in Norway.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Selling 34,285 new cars in Norway last year. And Tesla now has a 19.1% market share in Norway. This was driven by Norwegians buying 40% more cars than they did the year before.
Wow. Why did Norwegians buy so many more cars last year? Did they all win the lottery?
No, Norway is increasing the VAT, or value added tax, on EVs starting this month. So a lot of people who were on the fence last year got off the fence and got into new cars to beat the deadline.
By the way, the Model Y was the number one selling model in Norway with 27,621 vehicles sold. So that is a 15.4% share and a new single model annual record.
Yeah, the Model 3 was also in the top five.
And if you're like, oh, yeah, well, 15% of the EV car market, that's no big deal. It's not the EV car market, the entire car market of all cars sold in Norway we're talking about. Tesla China's December was also really good. Giga Shanghai sold 97,171 vehicles in December, according to the CPCA.
That's up 3.6% year over year, and that's Tesla's second highest monthly figure on record, behind November 2022's 100,291 cars sold.
For the full 2025 year, though, sales were down, with 851,732 vehicles sold.
That's down 7% year over year, even though Chinese EV sales were up 4% year over year to 1.57 million. Units. So I guess that'll be the lead headline on most of the media.
Tesla sales
Tesla
down.
Slightly down. Elon and President Trump started last year as the best of friends, and then...
Yeah, I think the big beautiful bill and Elon's post last June about Trump being in the Epstein files really strained their relationship.
But by September, at Charlie Kirk's memorial, they seemed to be talking again.
Now Elon posted on Sunday, had a lovely dinner last night with POTUS and FLOTUS. 2026 is going to be amazing.
And I think Trump's statement on Air Force One on Sunday suggests that they might be friends again.
Elon's great. Cheers, Jeff. I say about Elon, he's 80% super genius and 20% he makes mistakes, but he's a good guy. He's a well-meaning person.
And this is good news for Tesla and SpaceX going forward. I mean, I think the Doge father and the president can get so much more accomplished together than apart. And I think that Jared Isaacman as the new NASA administrator is a perfect example of what they can do when they work together. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Now, remember, if you've got something you want to share with us, film it 2 minutes or less, shoot it in landscape with good audio, and send it to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Got a treat for you.
Yeah?
One of our viewers, Frank McInnes from Quebec. Well, he made this. Let's check it out.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I'm back with my EV rock crawler. Final update. It's done. Finish. It's riding really good. Having a lot of fun with it. Everything works great. Some small adjustment on the suspension and direction, but everything works great. I'm pretty pleased with the results. A lot of fun in the trail, a lot of fun with my friends. As you can see in the video, I got plenty of power, so I'm really pleased with everything. For the people that's the first time that's seeing this EV rock crawler, it's basically Nissan Leaf 2017 motors, control and batteries, Volvo power steering pump, Tesla Honda Bosch brake booster, the Resolve ED controller. I'm running Fornix suspensions front and back with Toyota axle and 40-inch tires with beadlock, a full racing seats. If you want to see more video of my EV rock crawler, you can go on my YouTube channel, Frank McInnes. There's a lot of video of off-roading, overlanding and everything, and mostly the old of the bill. So thank you, Zach and Jesse, for supporting my project. And I hope to see you sometimes when you come in Quebec. Bye.
Did Frank just invite us to Quebec to go riding in his rock crawler?
Yeah.
Frank.
I know.
We're going there. Oh my God, that looks amazing.
Really impressive.
Super impressive. Go join his YouTube channel and follow him because that's really fun. That's a leaf.
I know. I feel stupid selling a leaf.
I know. We should have driven it up there.
I know.
And converted it. Wow. Great job, Frank. All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus stories. On Patreon today, don't forget to enter for your chance to win this awesome Tesla wireless charger.
Join our Patreon for as little as a buck a month and get all of our Patreon bonus stories.
They are just for our lovely patrons, though.
We'll see you wonderful patrons over on Patreon.
All right. We're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
We got Andre Kingston.
Echo the Happy Heathen.
Kelly Bergman.
Martin Paris.
And Richard Rayner. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this job without you.
All right. Time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said another major Grok Imagine improvement coming end of month. SMX said SpaceX is going to produce starships like their airplanes. With a $250 million gigabay at Starbase, the company is accelerating starship production. The 700,000 square foot facility is designed to manufacture up to 1,000 rockets per year.
Elon said yes, at massive volume, maybe as high as 10,000 ships per year.
Oh yeah. Elon reposted this from Robin, who said that Starlink is sold out on the entire island of Jamaica. That's how popular it is. I mean, what else is sold out in Jamaica? Like reggae and rum? Elon said, schedule any prompt to run automatically with Grok, including searches of X. Oh, wait, so you can automate it now. Like in the morning, you could have it like go do a search.
Grok, right?
Right, that's the time news for me. Elon's America PAC posted breaking. Governor Tim Walz has dropped out of the 2026 Minnesota governor's race amid a multi-billion dollar fraud scandal in his state.
And Elon said, and so we bid adieu, or whatever they say in Somalia, to Traitor Tim.
Elon Musk says, put the flag of Minnesota back. Donald Trump says, pregnant women don't use Tylenol unless absolutely necessary. Don't give Tylenol to your young child for virtually any reason. Break up the MMR shot into three totally separate shots, not mixed. Take chicken pea shot separately. Take hepatitis B shot at 12 years old or older. And importantly, take vaccine in 5 separate medical visits, President Donald J. Trump.
And Elon said sensible advice.
The White House posted that HHS is tightening oversight nationwide by freezing child care payments pending documentation, enforcing Medicaid repayment rules for sponsored immigrants, and investigating alleged fraud within Minnesota's Head Start programs.
Elon said this is good. Requiring at least very basic proof of work will make a tremendous improvement in stopping insane levels of fraud.
Mario Nafal posted breaking. J.D. Vance's home attacker identified as trans daughter of Democrat donor surgeon. The suspect accused of smashing windows at Vice President J.D. Vance's Ohio home has been identified as Julia DeFour.
Elon said, those are not the eyes of a sane person.
Christopher F. Rufo said, we have a serious problem with trans terrorism in America. It must be stopped.
And Elon said, big time.
Elon said, the fraud in California, New York, and Illinois is far greater than in Minnesota. My guess for how much fraud is happening nationwide is roughly 10% of the federal budget, so about $700 billion per year. $700 billion. Wow.
It's a lot of stuff you could do with 700.
I don't feel like filing my taxes right now.
I know, right?
XChat posted, X cannot read your messages. We back up your private keys to our hardware security modules to make recovering your message history on new devices frictionless.
Elon said, and we welcome any attempts to break X encryption.
Doge designer.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
Beth posted, Elon is playing the infinite game of scaling civilization, hence he can't lose as long as he's still playing. The singularity isn't a finite time horizon, it's a continual exponential growth of civilization, linear ascent on the Kardashev scale.
Elon says, never want to get complacent, but you're probably right.
Elon reposted this from Nick Shirley, I've gained a newfound respect for Doge. Americans deserve efficiency and no fraud inside our government. All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
If you want to send in your pictures and ideas, send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Got a little bit of Tesla guesser.
Uh-oh.
Where in the world is this Tesla?
You know, you guys got to let me know if you like Tesla guesser, if you don't.
I like it.
I could just come out
I'm
and
not
tell
good
you
at it, but
where
I like
all
it.
These things are. But I will tell you at the end of the episode, which comes
all
up right.
right
after this.
What do we get first?
Gary sent this in.
Ooh.
Bet you can't tell where it is.
I see a pyramid.
Giza. Immediately Giza, right? Either that.
Oh, I think I know where this one is.
A little zooming in and you can see. Robert took this picture a while ago. Can you guess where and can you guess when? I think the when is harder than the where in this case.
No and no. I don't know that. Looks futuristic, though.
Greg sent us this one. Now, does it look familiar to you, Zach? I'll give you a hint. We were walking with one of our editors when we were here.
No.
You don't remember that one?
No.
Okay. I'll zoom it in for you before the final.
Okay.
Yeah. Juan sent this one in. Dentist Cybertruck. Custom wheels, custom wrap.
Wow, it looks good. I didn't think turquoise and pink could look good, but
they're complimentary colors, Zach.
It catches your eye.
Brian spotted this. He wasn't able to confirm if there was a driver in that Waymo.
Okay.
And GL wrote in asking when Tesla will make a queuing system for superchargers that are full. So this was
a lot of people are asking for that.
This was an image on Boxing Day.
Was that my hint? That narrows it down to a couple of places.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only a couple of places have Boxing Day, I think. Maybe three or four.
I thought it was just a day after Christmas.
Oh, but you said Boxing Day, so I assume it's in the place that celebrates Boxing Day.
I don't even know what Boxing Day is. Why does everyone want to fight the day after Christmas?
All right, so write down your answers, and at the end of the show, we'll give you where those are. It's time for Supercharger Reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hi there. This is John Donovan at the Revelstoke, British Columbia Tesla Supercharger. It's got 8 stalls. As you can see, it's actually got quite a few amenities around restaurants, markets, pharmacies. It's really got quite an assortment of amenities. And it's 250 kilowatts. I'd have to say this is a perfect supercharger right just off the highway. So now you know.
Hello, Now You Know community. This is Joel at the Ames, Iowa Supercharger. This is a 8-stall version 3 with Magic Dock, which is key because this is the only Magic Dock or charger non-Tesla in the app one for a long ways. There's Des Moines is about half hour south. There's another Tesla charger about 45 to the north on your way to Minnesota. But as far as a non-Tesla, this is the only one in the Tesla network for quite a ways. Amenity-wise, this gas station is a quick start. They got decent food and clean bathrooms. Across the street's another gas station with a Subway, but other than that, there's not much here as far as food choices. Overall, just because of the non-Tesla Magic Dock, I'd say this is probably a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can review all of everybody's reviews and upload your own. Let's check out where the Tesla guessers were.
Okay, the first one had to be Las Vegas.
You are correct.
All right.
Yes, that was
a gimme.
Right outside the stadium.
This one I have no idea, but I'm going to guess Montreal.
That was in Taiwan.
Oh.
In 2018.
Wow.
You could maybe tell based on the superchargers. Those were version 2s.
I guess.
We hadn't come out with version 3 superchargers yet. This one, I'm just going to zoom it in for you.
Is it Amsterdam?
Yes.
Oh.
It is Amsterdam.
I don't remember that.
It's right outside the train station.
Oh, okay. It looks like we're on a boat, you know?
Right. It's right next to where you get on boats.
Oh, okay.
So, yep. But that is Amsterdam.
Nice. I'm just going to guess Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I feel like that's the only state where you can get away with that. San Francisco?
Bellevue, Washington.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the trees really do push that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'm going to say England because you said Boxing Day.
It's in Ottawa, Canada.
Okay. They celebrate it too. Makes sense.
Nepean Supercharger.
I should just go with my gut on the sky. The sky actually tells you where more places are than you think.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
You'd think the land would tell you more.
But the sky is. Yeah, so let us know in the comments how well you did on that Tesla guesser. And thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget, join our Patreon and you will be able to enter all of our upcoming giveaways. We got some cool stuff that we are giving away, so don't miss it. A little as a buck a month, and then you get to go watch our Patreon bonus stories today. We'll see you guys there. Now you know.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.